The closer you are to death, the more alive you feel.
You're James, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes! We finally got it!
Finally got yes. What?
A good movie!
Yay!
Oh my god. Hey, Turbo, you can go fuck yourself. Fast and Furious, you can go fuck yourself. This is how you do a driving movie, goddammit. This is how you do it.
This is how you do a driving movie that's not flat out stupid.
It's not a cartoon, yes. Oh my god. There was actually real drama in this, and none of them was cracking jokes on each other or being real. It's very realistic because we're talking about Rush here, people. Starring Chris Hemsworth, of course. Thor himself, the god.
The demigod.
The greatest man to ever live right now, whatever, because he's my idol. He's my hero. I think everybody wants to be him, that's for sure.
Yeah, really.
But no, I mean, because the movie, it opens up with saying, hey, you're going to die.
Well, no, it's pretty much what it does at the beginning is it sets up the fact that, you know, this is not exactly the safest profession to be in, because the first 5 minutes of the movie, like, show a full-on decapitation of a dude after a crash.
Dude, that shit was... Like, I'm not gonna lie, I had to turn my head for a little. I just stared, I was like, what's wrong? And then you see the full body, and then you see that guy's leg. You remember that leg scene?
Yeah.
Or whatever? And it's just like, oh, fuck, I saw bones and shit. I was like,
exactly,
oh.
like, I'm just like, well, I've seen horror movies before, and people have told me about this. This can't be that bad. I'm looking at it like, yeah.
Because, like, you could see the, like, inside of the wound and shit like that. I was just like, oh, the camera... stays following that wound for the whole time. I was just like, okay, dude, we get it. Shit, just turn away.
Stop. Ron Howard, Stop.
You sick bastard, you Ron Howard. You really are, or whatever. I understand, or whatever. And, it, like, even some of the injuries in this movie, though, like, just had me looking at him like, oh, fuck. But you, I know people probably saying, then why the hell would they want to do this? But that's the great thing about the movie, though. It shows you why they want to do it. I mean,
because
it's the passion, you know, the drive. Oh, I love it.
And for Chris Hemsworth, if you do it, you get to fuck anybody.
You get to smoke is what you want. You get to fuck anybody, whatever. The funny thing is, I tried to put myself relatable to one of these characters, and I was like, I find myself relatable to... Because I was making comparison. I was like, Lehu is Niki Lauda, and I'm Chris Hemsworth, whatever. And then at times, when it kept switching back, I was like, wait a minute, I'm Niki Lauda, and he's Lehu.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. These two are so alike that it's like their rivalry, it makes sense, because they're essentially the same person just from different backgrounds.
Yeah, they're the same coin, just flip different sides or whatever, because Chris Hemsworth is the party guy, stay up drug, but his motivation is just as strong as Niki Lauda. He wants to be the best too, whatever. And then you got Niki Lauda over here who's just that nerd that, you know, you want to feel sorry for, but at the same time, every time you open up his fucking mouth, it's like, you kind of deserve that push in the locker or that ass whooping or whatever. Yeah, I mean, and he'd be like, well, you're a fucking idiot too then. He'd be like, okay, I'm about to whoop your ass now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the whole movie is just like, I'm better than all of you. Why? Because I know I can drive faster than all of you. Aha!
I know there's even a scene where he's trying to be sentimental when it was in that scene where it was raining or whatever. He was just like, and Chris Hemsworth was like, well, maybe we should race. He was just like, let's just say this. I'm better than all of you, and this is to my advantage or whatever. I'm trying to save you. I looked at that, and I was like, man, what a dick.
Yeah. And then you see what happens to him.
Even when that happens, though, the time he was in the hospital and just watching that TV with Chris Hemsworth or whatever, you could see the motivation in his eyes or the determination just wanting to get back. Like, he really pushed himself. He's like, you know what? This guy right here, he's my biggest foe, but yet he's my motivation to keep me going as well or whatever, because it was just inspirational.
Yeah, it's a brilliant balance that Howard makes with this, is that these guys, they hate each other, but at the same time, they motivate each other kind of subconsciously, and they don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. And even like towards Niki Lauda's accident here, you see Chris Hemsworth start to learn a little bit more about his determination. They have... The respect becomes more visible to the audience.
Yeah, it really does. Because it's because of that accident. Because, you know, he walks away fine as can be. And he kind of gets like a guilt complex with it. Where it's like, I kind of caused that.
Yeah, exactly. But he's like, but I'm still going to beat you.
There's yeah.
I found this scene to be funny. Because, like, Niki Lauda's like the right side of his face, like his ears, like half chipped off or something. His skin. He said he had like to take some of his skin off his arm or something like that to put on his forehead or whatever. I was like, oh fuck, they do that?
Yeah,
dude. And the reporter dude asked him, do you think your wife will still love you and shit? And, like, I like Niki Lauda at this point right here, after the accident, when this press conference, because he's being more like Chris Hemsworth. He knows how to work with the audience. Before, like, with the audience, he just didn't want to talk to him or anything like that. He was just like, I'm leaving, whatever. But you could tell he was having a good time trying to just joke around with him until that one reporter asshole asked him, hey, how do you think your wife would feel about your face looking like that, whatever? And he was just like, oh, it doesn't matter. And then he's like, no, seriously. How do you think she'll feel about that, whatever? Chris Hemsworth took that dude. He's like, hey, let me ask you something. He took that dude and beat his ass in that room.
Yeah.
I was like, I like that.
It's like, you know, there's a place to be rivals on the court, but when you're being a dick of a human being towards another human being, that's not cool.
And you know, one thing I gotta say, too, is the cinematography in this just looked beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's fucking fantastic.
It is fucking phenomenal. That, yeah, you remember Let Me In, right?
Yeah.
You remember that car scene they did where he was in the he was stabbing that guy from the backseat and everything?
Like, oh, yeah, the fucking brilliant one.
Oh, my God. It felt like every car scene in this made you feel like you were behind the driver's seat.
That's yeah, ironic if it's the same guy.
It probably will. I know that some of the people from Senna worked on this film, which was another, it was a documentary race, Indy 500.
The one that came out, wasn't that like last year, 2 years ago?
That was last year, yeah, like end of last year, I believe.
And it got really critically praised, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, we fucking loved it. Oh, people, you have to watch that one. But like this one tells Senna, hey, man, Ron Howard said, hey, I'm going to show you how it's done for the big league, Senna. You keep making your little documentaries, okay?
Or he probably watches it like, I got an idea.
Yeah. I know how to make this better.
The question is, how do I do it?
I love Chris Hemsworth. I think Cabin in the Woods, I thought he did a great job in it, but that's a horror spoof movie. Thor, I think no one can replace him as Thor, honestly. He has a look down, and he has that mannerism about Thor that I like, or whatever. But in this one, he was acting his ass off.
Yeah, he really was.
I haven't seen him acting like, well, obviously I haven't seen many films of him, whatever, but still, at the same time, this is probably the best I've seen him acting. And the guy that played Niki Lauda, he was just chewing up scenery.
Damn.
Every time he was on camera for me, I was just like, this guy, I'm not supposed to like him, but yet I want the camera on him some more, you know?
Because he's entertaining. Even if he's not a good guy and, like, you hate him sometimes, he's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. And plus, he backs it up.
Yes, he does. Well, like, they both do. Like, even when they're both being dickbags, it's like, man, I hope you just suck at what you're actually really good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because it opens up with Niki Lauda. He's putting his own money into this because, like, his family straight up, because his family's wealthy, but they wouldn't give him the money because they're like, hey, no way in hell you're going to be doing that. So he took his own money, bought himself into the Formula Racing scene or whatever, and people are looking at him like, what a joke. This dude, he's never won any F3 races or anything like that, so what makes you think we're going to take him serious? And then he automatically comes in there and tells them, this car is shit. We need to dismantle it and put it back together in a night. And they're looking at him like, who do you think you are? He's just like, it'll go 2 seconds faster, trust me. And you're like, ain't no way to hell this dude, right? Then the next thing you know, they look at the speed watch, they go like, motherfucker.
This kid knows his shit.
And then he starts winning races, too.
Who's your dad, kid? The president of Ferrari? Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you automatically is like, okay, this dude is going to win every race. And then you see Chris Hemsworth, who's not by the book kind of guy, whatever. He's more of like, I'm in your face, straight to the punch kind of guy, whatever. And I kind of like that style myself.
Yeah.
Over following the books or whatever. And he wins one race, and then he starts catching up with Niki Lauda, putting him in the behind the scenes, though. And I was like, these races, honestly, they're not predictable. They can go either way. I mean, I'm enjoying this.
Well, there's a great balance of having them both win.
Mm-hmm.
Where Lauda will win one and Hunt will win the other. And that balance is what keeps the suspense going, because you're right. You don't know who's going to win because of that balance.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I didn't know this. It didn't feel like a two-hour film.
No, it did not. No, it did not.
I was kind of like, oh, this is the longest movie of the week we got to see. I was like, and then when I saw it, I was just like, wow, that could have went on for another 30 minutes, and I would have still been on the edge of my seat just looking like, wow. I mean, because I was checking my watch at times. I was just like, all right, is this movie in the middle? Like, most of the movies we've seen this year, is this movie in the middle? Is it going to drop off? And, you know, I'd be like, oh, can we rush this off, whatever? And I was like, no, actually, in the middle, it got more intense. Yeah. Because in the middle is when that accident happened and shit, and I was just with Niki Lauda, and I was just like, and then just seeing Chris Hemsworth's character just win all those races and just push Niki Lauda even harder or whatever, even to a point where his wife tells him to stop. He looks at her and is like, if you love me, you'll get the hell out of here.
No!
I was like, hey, women, you need to take a page from this chick's book, man. She, because that's a loyal chick right there. She stayed with that brother all the way to the end or whatever. And that final race is once again, it's the final race to determine the champion of all time right now, whatever. Niki Lauda's defending his championship. Chris Hemsworth's character is only 3 points behind, so he had to come in like fourth place to either tie it up or third place to win it. So it's raining harder than it was from the last time he had that accident, and Niki Lauda makes the decision of just quitting the race. He starts having flashbacks of his wife or something like that, whatever, just seeing her, and he's like, you know what, this isn't worth it.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Hemsworth obviously wins it. Then towards the end of this movie, after that, I was just like, the movie should have ended here, but then they have this beautiful dialogue scene at the end where I was just looking at that like, that is fucking amazing right there.
That sums up this whole movie.
It did. It was like that last scene where they were just talking about the plane. It just summed up each one of their characters and how they are and who went on to do what. And I was just like, they just summed up, like you said, they summed up the whole movie. And I was like, that was beautiful. I standing ovation when I walked out. I stood and applauded. I was like, oh man. So you got any more thoughts on this?
I guess the only real thing I have to say is that I have to give Howard major props. I think he has earned himself the right to be called one of the elite directors of Hollywood again, after the piles of crap that he's done throughout the years. You know, like, what was that one that came out last year with Kevin James and Vince Vaughn that he directed?
Oh, Dilemma or some shit.
Yeah, like that, Dilemma, I mean, the Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, I mean, all that can be forgotten because of this, and it shows, really, that if the studio doesn't interfere and lets him do what he wants, he's actually a brilliant director.
Yeah, and he brought something out of Chris Hemsworth where I was just looking at him and I was just like, this guy is Oscar material now or whatever. He's going to be around for a long time. I thought with the direction on this movie was just fucking phenomenal and beautiful. This is probably the best cinematography I've seen on film.
Yeah, I agree. And the cinematography was done by Anthony Dodd Mantle.
I'll give that man an award too then or whatever.
He was the cinematographer for 127 Hours.
Oh, yeah. Give this man another.
Slumdog Millionaire, he's also done. And, this makes a lot of sense. He was also the cinematographer for Dread.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, because they did some slow motion in that last scene when they were racing and the water coming down. I could see where that came from with Dread with the slow mo. Oh, my God, this guy is amazing, man.
Yeah, he works a lot with Danny Boyle. He's pretty much done every Danny Boyle film.
Oh, then he probably did that limited release one with James McAvoy.
Yes, he did. He did Trance.
Oh, I love the cinematography in that film, too. Man, this guy is amazing, then, or whatever. You know, you just gave me extra fucking reason to go see the movie again, to be honest, right there. Because, wow, I was blown away. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I mean,
two of my favorite movies of the year starred Avengers members.
Yeah, I will also say this. One of the cooler, I mean, going back to my direction thing, I think Howard, we were talking about earlier, his decision to be as graphic as he can with those crash scenes and show all of the visceralness to it.
Yeah.
That's a bold choice that actually really pays off because, as we said before, it works because it does make you, like, really understand that this is not easy. This is dangerous.
I mean, they set the whole movie. They're constantly saying, Chris Hemsworth, every scene is throwing up before a race or whatever. And they said, oh, it's because of the excitement. Yeah, it seemed that at first, but halfway through the movie, there was times where he was just watching the TV and seeing a car crash. He would just go outside and throw up. And I was like, I don't think that's excitement anymore. I think that's more nervous now.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't want to die.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, when your wife's Olivia Wilde, you don't want to die.
Oh, my God. Olivia Wilde was hot in this fucking movie or whatever. And that was, honestly, that was probably the best I've seen on Olivia Wilde, too.
I agree.
I was like, I like her character a lot. Like, the women characters in here, I like them a lot. And they're understandable, too.
Yeah, they really are.
They didn't try to create no background side drama between them or whatever of just saying, hey, this is what I mean, they did with Chris Hemsworth, but her thing was, like, she just moved on and was out of it because Chris Hemsworth was at the point where he was in desperation mode of, like, just as far as getting sponsored and getting back in the race, because it's not because he wanted to do it. It's just because he had to beat Niki Lauda.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that, dude. I love that kind of, like, rivalry. I just love it. Like, it just motivates people to go on. Everybody needs that kind of rivalry. It makes you just want to go on and do better things. My God, I'm sucking this movie's dick. What would you give it, Lehu?
I'd give it a see it. I mean, it's a really great movie. It's something that we desperately needed, and thankfully, we're going to be getting a lot of this in the next couple weeks. I mean, with Prisoners last week, this week, and Gravity next week, that's a trifecta of films that will be looked at during Oscar time, and I think this is going to get looked at heavily during Oscar time. Now, especially since Scorsese apparently is getting pushed back to 2014, so you don't know.
Yeah, hopefully he can bring that out December. That way I don't have to see Madea's Christmas by itself. But
I agree.
But no, like I said last week, hey, Prisoners started off, and I remember telling you, I was like, it's just going to get better.
Yes.
I was like, you thought Prisoners was good or whatever. It just got better. Prisoners, I like Prisoners as much. I just like Prisoners for me, you just forgotten a little bit or whatever, because I was like, I like that. I hope it keeps it up next week as long with Gravity and the rest of the movies coming. I like that kind of. I was like, this is what I'm looking for. I mean, if you can give me four films and only one of them is shit out of the four, then you know what? Hey, I'm having a good time then or whatever. But yeah, I give this is probably the highest rating I've given this year, but this is a high see it for me. I love the film. I couldn't get enough of it.
Yep. Well, that leads us to the big question of the week. Does this beat out your boy crush?
Oh!
Oh! Does it beat your boy crush there, P1?
You just asked the hardest question of the week.
No pun intended.
Oh, Lehu, you sneaky bastard, you. Oh.
Find out next time in our Don John review. Goodbye, everyone.
Good night, everybody. You son of a bitch, you.
Will Riggs here today. Powerful than the fear of death is the will to win.